I don't want French fried potatoes, red ripe tomatoes. I'm never satisfied.
Hi, I'm Norman Van Aken, and welcome to A Word on Food. Today's word on food is foo-foo. I love that word. Words are oftentimes the door that leads me to many dishes I compose. Foo-foo is a Pan-Latin preparation of boiled mashed plantain that can also include pork in various preparations. I could have named the show by its other name, mofongo. I tossed a coin, it came up tails, foo-foo. I remember first employing foo-foo on my menus when I was at the original Amano on South Beach in the early 1990s. I did not use the chicharrones or the bacon that some of the books and old-timers advised me to use, but instead substituted foie gras. My guests had no problem with that. Some of the food writers who came from areas outside Miami felt I had made the word up. I don't often do that. We don't need to make up words in South Florida to make our menus musical. The patois of so many languages provide that naturally. Our fruits and tubers are particularly melodic. Guanabana, boniato, cherimoya, tamarindo, malanga, guayaba, and so on. Foo-foo may have not crossed your plate yet. It should. I went to a famous Cuban restaurant in Calle Ocho on a Sunday some years ago for a restorative lunch. White bean soup, avocado salad, a tamal for my wife Janet, and an order of foo-foo with pork chunks. Now, that's a word I'd change. The foo-foo came. Two mashed potato-shaped scoops of boiled mashed plantain with bits of meat. Its flavor was simple, homey, and filling. I began to imagine reduction sauces and smoked plantain cremes that I would serve with it. In time, I did. This is how so many of my dishes begin, with great traditional rustic fare that I like to move around my flavor Ferris wheel. That is how my cooking brain works. One loop takes me to another. In Ecuador, there is a deep-fried mixture of plantains and cheese called bolón mixto. When I came across that ball of power, I thought, wait, that is like a deep-fried ball of foo-foo, or mofongo, if you prefer, and I wanted it, maybe on a broth made from cooking a big batch of black beans. In the Caribbean and the nations with populations of West African origin, such as Cuba, the Dominican Republic, Haiti, and Puerto Rico, plantains are mashed and then other ingredients are added. In the Dominican Republic and Puerto Rico, the dish is described as mangú and mofongo. Like many foods beloved in the Caribbean and now in the USA, foo-foo originated in Africa. Specifically, it is believed to hail from Ghana. It is eaten in myriad ways, including soups and stews. I can see it as a cousin to the beautiful dumplings that are served with excellent southern-style chicken. Chef Todd Richards has a recipe he offers in his book, Soul, a Chef's Culinary Evolution in 150 Recipes, that features chicken wings braised in an onion broth and served with onion dumplings. I could see a foo-foo version. While at that Calle Ocho restaurant, a gentleman walked up to our table. Chef Norman? Yeah, man, how are you? I replied. Good, he said. What are you doing here? Having some lunch, stating the obvious, I thought. Don't worry, he tried to console me. I won't tell anyone. You've got to be kidding, I replied. I love this place. Great foo-foo. I'm Norman Van Aken, and that's my word on food.
We want to go eat foo-foo and palm wine. Eat some nice fish and have nice time. We are slaving down here in Bali.